Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. The Arizona legislature has moved through the major committee work and now is turning primarily to floor action. The state remains in waiting for budget negotiations that are largely reliant on the resolving of Proposition 123 funding. This accounts for about $300 million in general fund budget and is a point of contention in this tight fiscal year. With that, adjournment is currently estimated for late April, with budget work continuing into potentially June. Key bills heard last week in committee include SB 1519, the off-highway vehicle weight increase bill that passed through the House Appropriations Committee. Passing through the Senate Committee of the Whole includes House Bill 2787, federal nullification of the Mexican gray wolf, House Bill 2975, suspending the use of solar scores in state land department decision-making, and House Bill 2117, distributing fees from the Environmental Special Plate Fund to the State Natural Resource Conservation Board rather than the State Land Department. One key initiative passing through the House Committee of the Whole is Senate Bill 1336, the continuation of the State Land Department. As always, this is a highly summarized list. To see the entirety of the bills that Arizona Farm Bureau is keeping an eye on, please visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for the link. In federal news, USDA has announced plans for the reorganization of the U.S. Forest Service. The headquarters will now be located in Salt Lake City, while local offices will transition to a part regional, part state structure. The Arizona State Office will be located in Phoenix. The Bureau of Land Management has launched a new tool that could prove beneficial to ranchers looking for grazing acres. This public-facing component of the Grazing Action Plan identifies and makes available vacant allotments on public lands. It includes contact information, NEPA requirements, and notes, proving to be a one-stop resource for those looking for grazing allotments. It's Maricopa County Fair Week. Have you checked it out yet? Be sure to make a stop this week to see all of our youth exhibitors showcasing their projects that they've worked so hard on all year long. You can join us Friday afternoon from 12:30 to 3:30 to hear our youth exhibitors share their stories of what agriculture means to them on the community stage for our Agriculture Communications Contest. Make a day of it with entertainment and carnival showcases as well, and we will see you there. That's a wrap for this week's AgriPort, and we will catch you next week with a fresh episode. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.